I didn't realize how v'nafachu this 10-minute chassidus is, not 10-minute mussar, it's 10-minute chassidus. As I walked in, I discussed with Ariel, I just realized I didn't prepare a joke. Okay, that's what happened. Zok de'elig about Shem Tov. Mishnah Megillah tells us, Hakoyre l'mafreya, if somebody reads the Megillah backwards, lo yatsa. He was not yotze, the mitzvah Megillah. It's quoted in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. In the Baal Shem Tov ala Torah, al pi chasidus, that means, shesoiver ki oz hoyahanes, velo ata. He thinks that the miracle was then, l'mafreya. We're celebrating now, retroactively, that there was once a miracle. That lo yotza. He's not yotza. The title of tonight is Purim is the last opportunity of inspiration. In the past we spoke about why Purim appears at the end of the year. Rav Amos Shlita discusses the significance of the cycle of the year. And we gave one hesber. And tonight is Be'ezer Hashem going to be a different hesber. There's a well-known halacha that's quoted in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches, Kol Sifri HaNevim V'chol HaKsuvim Asidim Li Botel Limos HaMashiach Chutz Mi Megillas Esther. All the Megillas are going to be botel except for Megillas Esther. And then the Rambam concludes, Yemei HaPurim Lo Yibotlu. And the days of Purim will never disappear. All the other holidays won't stay with us in the form that we know it after Mashiach comes. But Yimei HaPurim Lo Yibotlu. Question number one is the most basic question. What is it about Purim that's necessary for it to live with us forever? And maybe more of an iyun in the Rambam. If one is familiar, the Rambam, when he concludes halachos, the Rambam had a tremendous neshama. The Rosh Yeshiva speaks about this a lot. And the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, which is full of halachos, every single time he concludes a set of halachos, he gives us the neshama of the mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah is giving us the neshama of Purim. Like in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam describes that Simchas Yom Tov is not the Simcha of the belly, it's to be Mesameach Es Ha'aniyim. He gives us the essence of what Simchas Yom Tov is, and throughout the halachos, Hilchos Ishus, everywhere, the Rambam does it. This is the neshama of Purim. The neshama of Purim is a Purim lo yibatel. But he didn't tell us exactly what is that neshama, just that Purim is lo yibatel. So Tzarech Yun number two is, what is the significance in our avoidas hayoim to know that Purim is not going to be batel? Number three, something that bothered me for years, the connection between Purim and Eretz Yisrael. You guys, when I came from Beit Shemesh, it was already wild over there. I was glad to get here. That, you know, people are learning Torah. Something very special. By the way, I didn't prepare to say this, the way Yeshivat Nativ Aryeh does Purim is something that is so special, and I've been around. The way everybody learns tonight, the Chagiga tomorrow, going to Rav Nevensal, it's Mashu Miyuchad. You should know that this is not common. And it's a thrill to be able to run away from wildness in the streets to be able to come here. There's a deep connection in the fact that you're not celebrating on Yudalit, but you follow Tesvav. The Gemara tells us that we don't calculate the walled cities from the days of the Nes of Purim, but rather we calculate it from the time of Yoshua, lichvodo shel Eretz Yisrael. There's something about the kavod of Eretz Yisrael and Purim. If I'm going to talk about the color of Eretz Yisrael, I would have thought about Chanukah is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Purim takes place in Golos. We don't even say Hallel because of that. So what does the Yerushalmi mean that we calculate those who keep Tesvav, which is, there are many riots this, that the best way to celebrate Purim is Tesvav, not Yudalit. And why is it that we calculate it based on Kvodo Shel Eretz Yisrael from the time Yehoshua came into Eretz Yisrael? There's a beautiful Majet Zanigin. I won't torture you and sing it now. It goes on for 9 minutes. And Talmidim know that the guys run through the Majet Zanigunim. And it has to be sung slowly. When they sing Shoshanis Yaakov, when the Rebbe Zatzal used to sing Shoshanis Yaakov, the chorus, the essence of Shoshanis Yaakov Tzal of Isamecha is Chu Asam Hayisa LaNetzach. The Chua, the salvation was eternal. V'sikvasam, and the hope is Bechol Dar V'Dar. L'Niyaz Daiti, the answer to the above three questions lies in understanding the words Shu Asam Hayisa LaNetzach. Of course, we had a reference to the eternity of Purim. Shu Asam Hayisa LaNetzach V'sikvasam Bechol Dar V'Dar. What does it mean? The Tshuva was eternal, and then a repeat, V'sikva, a hope. That's something that's very, very deep, very beautiful. That hope of Purim is for every generation. What is particularly that hope? Talmidim know that one of my favorite mashalim, one of my favorite parables, is the one of the chimney sweeper. The way it goes is the chimney sweeper's shidduch was broken on Purim. For those who are not familiar, in brief, there was a wealthy guy, a mayor of a city, a Rosh Ha'ir, that one day he was doing his business and the janitor who cleaned the chimney, he was all dirty, he noticed him and he noticed in the corner of his eye that he was something special. And he kept on watching him, and he kept on watching him. And he had a daughter that was marriageable age, and she was going out with all these fancy guys, and all these big Talmidei Chachamim. And she wasn't, it didn't click. And the guy struck on this crazy idea. He had a few of his assistants check out on the boy to find out if he's really special. And they said, yeah, Nebuch, he's a Yassam. He's a chimney sweeper, but he's a diamond of a boy. And his daughter goes out with him, and the fairy tale goes on. And sure enough, she says, I've never met anything like him. They get engaged. There's a jealous guy out there who doesn't want this shidduch to go through. And he goes over to chimney sweeper, and he notices that after they got engaged, they scheduled to get married right about now, a week after Purim. And he says to the chimney sweeper, he says to him, do you realize what's going on? Does this make any sense to you? This girl, this aristocratic girl, this pretty girl and so on, she's going to marry you, the dirty chimney sweeper? Begins to play in the young man's mind. It doesn't make any sense. Us who are so dirty, I, who am so dirty, it can't be. And the legend has it that the chimney sweeper runs into the Purim Suda and he says, I'm not going ahead with it, and he runs out of the house and he disappears forever. The Nimshal, the parable, is you and I are the chimney sweepers. At the end of the year, Purim is like Yom Kippur. At the end of the year, we realize that all of the attempts, that there were things that were lacking. And Purim is the last opportunity, as we're going to explain in dealing with these tzarachiyuns, is the last opportunity that you and I have. And it has to be in Shamayim, not only for accountants that this is the end of the year, but in Avodas Hashem it also has got to be the end of the year. This is it. This is the final hour. This is the 12th hour. For people who are listening, it's really the 12th hour. Here we just start learning at the 12th hour. It's mamish the 12th hour. But what happens is we say, we're not shayach. We're dirty. Could it be me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I could reach such madrigas of Tahara and Kapara? It's not possible. The Purim is the time in which the chimney sweeper either clinches the shidduch or breaks the shidduch. That's the moment. It's not a coincidence that this old marshal that goes back to Europe, the chimney sweeper breaks his shidduch on Purim. Says the Rambam, there were two entries that Klal Yisrael had to Eretz Yisrael. One is in the time of Yoshua, which was all the glory of Klal Yisrael entering the Dor HaMidbar after it's been cleansed of all of its averas. They enter into Eretz Yisrael and it's glorious. The walls of Yericho come down. That's what the Gemara describes as Kedusha Rishona. And then there was another return to Eretz Yisrael. I tease my fellow Olim. You look back, we're the Nebuch. Most of the people who came to Eretz Yisrael, we're pretty Nebuch. Most of the real good quality, both in terms of wealth and I'm talking scholarly perspective of Torah, most of the good people stayed behind. Once upon a time, it was the same thing with what's referred to as Kedusha Shnia. Purim is the moment in which Achashverosh celebrates the death of the Jewish people and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We join. That's our Aveira. We assimilate. And we almost put the last nail in the coffin. And then, through the Nes of Purim, Esther's son brings Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, allows, and Ezra comes back with a bunch of Nebuchs and a little bit of tshuva. Says the Rambam, the Kedusha Rishona is not the Kedusha that lasted, the glory of Yoshua. It's Kedusha Shnia, that's Kidsha Shaita V'Kidsha La'asid Lavo. And you know why, says the Rambam? Because Yoshua was with all of the glory of Klal Yisrael, the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't on our own merits. It was from Avraham Avinu. Ezra came along with a Hirur Tshuva. And says the Rambam, Kedusha that comes along with a Hirur Tshuva, that's a Kedusha that stays forever. That's the first part of the Shoshanas Yaakov. Shu'asam Hayisa L'Netzach. The tikkun of Purim was something that was eternal, that was forever. Because that tshuva of Purim leads to this day to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And it reminds us, no matter how far and how low Klal Yisrael has fallen, in a moment of time, Bali Musar point out, Hafachto Mispedili Macholi Pitachto Saki Vatazreni Simcha is going on Mordechai Atzadik. Mordechai Atzadik a moment ago was wheeling Sak Ve'efer. Titus Esther, he was his man of tremendous tshuva. And then in a moment of time in Nafochu, it all changes because of a burst of tshuva. A burst of tshuva. Tshuasa Mayisa Lanetzach. That Hirur tshuva of Klal Yisrael is forever, and that will never be bottled, just like Kedusha Shnia Eretz Yisrael will never be bottled. Zach de'eligis v'asemes. Ukemoi chodeshel, likutes v'asemes on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Ukemoi chodesh elul misoirim b'tshuva, al yedei b'chinas hayira, just like elul is tshuva through yira, umasriim b'shoifer, came b'chodesh hazeh on Adar misayrim b'tshuva al yedei b'chinas ahava umar b'mesimcha shushorish hachasadim. Elul was a time of tshuva in which a person works on himself in yira. Takes 40 days. The zman of Purim is a burst of simcha. And that burst of simcha is a tshuva me'ava, where at the last moment a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't deserve everything that you've given me. I don't deserve to be so close to you, but you're always open to accept my tshuva. That's called tshuva mi'ava. And that happens in a moment of time, as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin describes. That could be a moment of v'nafoichu. V'nafoichu. That's the essence of v'nafoichu is all about. That's what the Gra describes, Megillas Esther, legalos es ahester, to reveal that which is hidden inside of you, that you have no idea how much Kedusha and Tahara you're capable of. And that could change in a moment. The tshua of Kedusha Shnia, which is a result of Neis HaPurim, is v'sikvasam b'chol dar v'dar. That's our hope in every single generation. And every Jew, and every time, and every place, no matter how far he is from Kudsha Brichu. That's the way we conclude the year. With this Bechina v'nafoichu. And we'll prove it. Rav Karlenstein pointed out that in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Memvav, there's one other Yom Tov that according to Chazal is never going to be batal. Afilu kol ha-moedim ovrim, Yom HaKippurim eino over. Tshuva will never disappear. The power to repent is the power that God has put in the essence of humanity. Bechira means we could choose between doing a mitzvah or an avera, and bechira means that we could always, in a moment's time, say v'nafochu and change the essence of who we are. Bezer Hashem, that's the Tzarech Yuns. The Rambam concludes and he says that Purim is never going to be batel. You know why Purim is never going to be batal? Because the Sod HaPurim is the Gilui HaHester of the Koach inside of a person. And we spoke in the past that people unfortunately botch the essence of Purim because they don't understand what it means, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. And then there are times that we botch Purim because we say, yes, Purim has these tremendous kochos, but I can't reach it. The year, I wasted so much of it. I'm sullied from all of the years of previous Averos, the chimney sweeper. V'nafoichu says no. V'nafoichu says that in a moment's time, a person can make themselves an entirely different individual, like Rabbi Lazar Tudoi. But there's always the Yetzer that says you can't. Shuasam ayisa lenetzach. The relationship between Purim and Eretz Yisrael is very, very deep. Because Purim is all about Hirur Tshuva, and whenever there's a little bit of Kedusha that's added to Eretz Yisrael that's done through Tshuva, then that Kedusha stays forever. And that means tonight, even if in a year from now, 2 years from now, we'll fall, Sikvasan Bechol Dar Vadar, the Tshuva that you do now, the Kedusha that you acquire now, that is something that will stay with you forever. And that has been the hope of Klal Yisrael, the power for it to be able to rebuild itself. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata Deshmaya, that we should tap into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, we should tap into Kedushas Purim, we should tap into that power of Tshuva Me'ava, which is so unique for some of us. In the beginning of the Zman, it was hard. 40 days of Elul, etc., to really have done a tshuva meira, Bezer Hashem, we should be zeicha to truly do a tshuva me'ava, and with that, see the full glory of Kedusha Sartzeinu HaKedosha, that all of Klal Yisrael should follow with us, our family members, all of those who are lost. There's so many people that are lost out there in Golus, that slowly, if you and I begin to make a tshuva me'ava, how many people can we pull along with us? We see it over and over again. Rav Yola and Rav Hanan could testify how many boys it were was that sitting here at chairs right here, that they themselves were zocha to a tshuva me'ava, that it returned mishpachos shlemos and dore doros v'sikvosam b'chol dar v'dar. Bezer Hashem, we should be zocha to be part of that tshuva me'ava, to be able to be mekadeshim shemayim.